Blog Talk Radio.
Grateful to hear from you. And you can send
any of your remittance to janiceallaboutgod@yahoo.com. And the old Ship of Zion will welcome your every respondent. All right. Well, we're going to go right now on into prayer. And I'm asking all of my loyal, diehard listeners and my soldiers of God's army to go down in prayer with me right now as we reverence God. Because in everything that I do, I want to give God praise and thanks. Even for a piece of bread, you are to give thanks in everything. So we're going to go down at this present time in prayer. Oh, gracious Heavenly Father, we come with grateful hearts of your sovereignty and your love unmeasured. We thank you, oh, gracious Heavenly Father, for assembling us together in unity once again around the spectrum, coming together as pilgrims through this barren land, Lord. We ask in you, Father God, to anoint these lips of clay, to bring a rhema word to those that may or may not know of you in the pardons of their sins. Grace me, your servant, Lord, with words of encouragement, words of wisdom to those that are hurting deep within the pittiness of their souls. Father God, we would be so mindful to give your name the glory, honor, and all the praise. These and other blessings we ask in thy Son, Jesus' name, and we shall all say amen and amen. And I just thank you for gathering again around your comfort zone on tonight. May it be in the coffee latte area. May it be in your office. May it be at your dining room table. Wherever you surround yourself in God's amazing grace, I thank you so kindly. I thank you for just being a loyal and faithful listener of the old Ship of Zion. And our theme tonight is 38 years of suffering ends in sick words. Let me repeat that just in case some of you might not have got that. 38 years of suffering end in sick words. Now, all right, we're going to go right on. We're going to dive right on into our word for tonight. And we will be taking our scripture from the law of John 5:1. And it reads like this. It says that after this, Jesus went to Jerusalem for a religious festival. Near the sheep gate in Jerusalem, there is a pool with five porches. In Hebrew, it is called Bethesda. A large crowd of sick people were lying on the porches. The blind, the lame, and the paralytic. And we find out, hallelujah, glory unto to God, we find out that the people would come near and far to the sheep gate. And it's a pool near the sheep pool, a place some scholars pronounce it as Bethzapha. Some call it Bethesda. And we find out that the crowd of people would be standing and waiting for the water to be moved. Because every now and then, hallelujah, every now and then and again, an angel of the Lord would go down into the pool and stir up the water. And we find out that the first sick person to go into the pool after the water was stirred up was immediately healed of their infirmities or affliction of whatever disease that they had. Hallelujah. Now we find out that that is a long time for someone to suffer. That is a long time. Hallelujah. And so we find out that John give an account of this occasion here. Now, John said that there was a meeting between Jesus and a man who had been sick for 38 years. Hallelujah. And so the man, we find out, last hope for a cure, was to be the first person into the pool when the waters were stirred by an angel on his annual visit. Now, after trying this fruitlessness for 38 years, the afflicted man was probably angry and profoundly discouraged. His sense of personhood was at a rock bottom. He must have been amazed when Jesus singled him out and engaged him in a conversation. Jesus asked him, "Will thou be made whole?" That's in the law of John 5 and 6. And so the sick man answered, "Sir, I don't have anyone here to put me in the pool. Because when the water is stirred up, while I'm trying to get in, somebody else gets there first." Hallelujah. And so Jesus asked him, "Will thou be made whole?" So what the man said, his hope was so warped by his years of unrelieved affliction that he could hardly face the disappointment that would surely follow the failure of one more try. Hallelujah. Then things took a strange turn. Jesus interviewed with a swift and sure result. The man was healed, hallelujah, and made whole, and given interest into a new life. We find out that his world certainly changed forever and became a much larger than his bag of bones. The man's healing was more than physical. His long-term illness has isolated him. The compassion and care of others can seldom bridge the chasm created by chronic pain. Others can only rely, enter the prison of disappointment, hopes for a cure. We find out that illness can be a disturbance, destructive force in a human life, emotionally and spiritually. And Jesus offered that man whatever the angels could not give: health, wholeness, the all-compassion freedom from the prison of ill health. God offers it to us today as well. Healing does not come only from angels, our physicians, or even medicine. Totally healing ultimately comes from God, who gives new life. The cure of life is vested in Christ Jesus, hallelujah, who affirms, "I am life. Believe in me, and you shall have life beyond the deadly grips of pain and suffering." And so we find out that this man suffered for 38 long years. Now that's a long time to suffer with an incurable disease that even the physician cannot give you a pain capsule to cure. But it takes the magnitude, power of God to speak healing into this mortal body of ours. And that is what taken place on that victorious day. Hallelujah. God spoke healing in to that man's life. Hallelujah. And we know that God is the great physician. It's not a word that can describe an illness that you and I might encounter that God don't have a cure for. You might say, hey, Pastor Walt, I've been suffering with heart disease for 20-some-odd years. I have been suffering with emphysema for 15 years. I have been suffering with cancerous tumors for a number of years. But I am here to encourage your heart on tonight that God is the great physician. God is the God of all times. And there is healing just in the name of Jesus. There is healing in that name. And I want you to just trust God and depend on him. Don't depend on your physician, because your physician went to school to diagnose whatever ails you and I. He cannot heal you. He cannot make you whole. God is the only one that can heal you. And when God stretches mighty hands from heaven down to planet Earth, God do not do his job half done. But God completes the job. When you are healed, and God said you are healed, and you can speak to your body out of your mouth, out of your tongue, sets the stage for your deliverance. And you can speak healing to your body. All you have to do is have faith and trust and believe in the Almighty God. God is a healer. God is a deliverer. And so that man was delivered in that very hour. Hallelujah. And Jesus said to him, get up, pick up your mat and walk. And the word of God tells us that immediately, not the next day, the next hour, the next week, the next year, but immediately the man got up. Hallelujah. And he picked up his bed. Some say his bed. Some say his mat. But whatever he had, God ordered him to pick it up. And he picked it up under the instructions of God. And immediately, he started walking. Hallelujah. Now that is the power of God at his best. God can do what no other Holy Ghost power can do. Hallelujah. I tell you, there is no one like our God. There is nobody high and low that can do it like God can. And I want you to be encouraged tonight, saints and friends, and you that are out there in my digital listening audience. I want you to be encouraged. Hallelujah. Because we serve a God that have certain chances where the doctor have given you up, God can give you a new life. All you got to do is trust him. Even when you can't trace him, you can trust God. Take God at his word. Hallelujah. That's all you got to do, is just put your trust in God. Don't put your trust in man, but put your trust in God. Because God is the ultimate healer. He is the healer of all time. When God showed up with healing power in his wings. Hallelujah. And I would like to add this lastly. And if your life, hallelujah, has you down, whether through sorrow that seems too hard to bear, or circumstances that make each day, a morning to night, grind. I want you to first let God pull you up by his power. That's in the law of Psalms 54:1-4. Then I will encourage you, hallelujah, to hold on to his hand. Cling to him. And be strong in the Lord. And in the power of his might. That's in the law of Ephesians 6:10. Trust his power and hold on. He will give you strength to keep from falling. That's in the book of Isaiah 40:31. Savior, let me walk beside thee. Let me feel my hands in thine. Let me know the joy of walking in thy strength and not in mine. Hallelujah. I hope and pray and end it that I have said something, hallelujah, to marinate your spirit and impact your mind. As I have brought unto you the divine word of truth, until we meet again, I want you to go in God as God go in you. Bye for now.
As we grew up.
For you.